Good morning. Today is July the 30th, 2026, Thursday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
I would ask you to turn with me this morning to the Gospel of John, John chapter 17, beginning in verse number 22. Jesus prays unto his heavenly Father, "The glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, just as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be perfected in unity, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, although the world has not known you, yet I have known you, and these have known that you sent me." And verse 26, "And I have made your name known to them, and will make it known, so that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them." May God this morning bless the reading of his word. Beloved, this morning as we read through these precious verses between our Lord and our Savior, in a dialogue between him and his Father in heaven, we surely glean the understanding of the great love that Christ has for his Father and his Father has unto him. For it says in verse 22, "The glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, just as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected in unity, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them, even as you had loved me." Speaking of the great love that Christ has today, beloved, for you and I, and the great, great love that he has for his heavenly Father that sent him to do his will and his purpose. For he says, "Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory which you have given me." Speaking of the very Son of God this morning, beloved, that loved us so much that he was willing to place his life on a cross, and there he would die and take upon himself our sin debt, yours and mine today, and the sins of this world. O righteous Father, although the world has not known you, yet I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have made your name known to them, and will make it known, so that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. Speaking of Christ today, beloved, that lives within us, you and I today as a believer. You know, I don't know of any greater feeling and any greater blessing that I could ever think of in my life than to have that feeling of peace, that joy, and that understanding down deep inside my heart each day as I go through the trials of life. You know, we don't know even on this Thursday morning what's ahead for any of us. None of us may know what may be in store. But you know, I know one thing today that I have truth and I have hope and understanding of. I know today that my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ, is with me. Hope that is found only in Christ Jesus, my Lord. You know, a prayer between the Son and the Father. Surely God enjoys and God loves the relationship that he has between himself and his Son. Beloved, today I ask you a question that God has posed unto me. Do you love and do you have that great desire between you and the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that died for you, the one that gave his life on behalf of your sins, so that you, one day, as Jesus declares to his Father, can spend eternity in heaven with the Father? I would surely ask you today, if you will, just to bow your heads with me. Let's draw close to the Lord Jesus, and let's just trust him today for this understanding. And may we feel, and may we receive from God that great peace that we need today in our hearts. Father, we thank you today for sharing with us this intimate dialogue and this blessed conversation, Lord, of prayer between you and your precious Son. Lord, we do thank you today, Father, for that greater salvation that we have received today through the blood, through the sacrifice, through the perpetuation of sin, Father, been offered through your Son, Jesus, on that cross. Father, we would ask you today to receive our heartfelt thanks, Father, and praise unto your precious name, God, for all that you do each and every day in our life. Lord, I know there's even many things that we never even think of, God, that you provide forth with blessings in our life to make our lives complete, to make our lives whole, Father, in a way, God, that we may receive the blessing, Father, that you surely have for each of us. God, I would pray today for those that are sick and those that are shut in. God, I would ask you to help them. I'd ask you to lead and guide them. I'd ask you to strengthen the families, Father, involved. Father, I would ask you to give the doctors and the nurses the wisdom that they need, Father, to allow these lives to be lived with fullness and wholeness, Father, in a way, God, that would always honor and always bless your precious name. Lord, I pray for every listener to this broadcast today, God, this ministry, Father. I thank you for the prayers, the cards and the letters, the emails that have been rendered, God. I thank you for the prayer support, God, that's given each and every day. Father, I would ask you today, God, just to allow each of us to be faithful, God, to do what you've asked us and called us to do, that we can know, Father, that the precious Son, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, today dwells and lives down within us and our hearts. We thank you, Father, today for sharing this great love with us. We thank you, Father, today for offering that forgiveness of our sins, God, through your Son, Jesus. We would ask you today, Father, just to pour out your blessings of truth and grace upon this day, and may we glorify you, God, in a great and a mighty way is our prayer today. For today we come and we pray in that name that truly is lifted up high and above all names. For today we come and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.